Banking giants take aim at crypto's earning potential, the American Bankers Association, ABA. A powerful financial lobbying group in the U.S. has declared its fight against stablecoin yields a top priority for 2026.
This move marks a significant escalation in the traditional banking sector's efforts to shape the regulatory landscape for digital assets, particularly as Congress advances comprehensive crypto market structure legislation.
The ABA's focus on stablecoin yields reflects a broader strategy to consolidate control over financial services and limit the disruptive potential of decentralized finance, DeFi, and crypto platforms.
The conflict centers on whether stablecoins, digital tokens pegged to assets like the U.S. dollar, should be allowed to generate interest or yields for their holders, a feature that directly competes with traditional savings accounts and money market funds.
The ABA argues that allowing non-bank entities to generate yields on stablecoins creates an uneven playing field and exposes consumers to risks associated with DeFi protocols, which often lack the transparency and regulatory oversight of traditional banking systems.
The core of the conflict, the ABA's stance, is rooted in a fundamental debate. Should stablecoin yield-bearing activities be restricted to regulated, insured depository institutions, i.e., banks, or should non-bank entities, such as crypto platforms, be permitted to offer similar financial products?
This position is driven by the ABA's desire to protect its members, market share, and ensure that financial services remain centralized under traditional banking frameworks.
Stable coins, which are designed to maintain a stable value relative to fiat currencies, have become a cornerstone of the crypto ecosystem.
Platforms like DeFi lending protocols and crypto exchanges now offer users the ability to earn returns on their stablecoin holdings, often through mechanisms such as yield farming, staking, or lending.
These features provide an alternative to traditional savings accounts, which typically offer lower interest rates.
However, the ABA contends that such activities pose systemic risks, including the potential for fraud, market manipulation, and the erosion of consumer trust in financial systems.
By advocating for strict regulation, the ABA aims to prevent non-bank entities from undermining the stability of the broader financial system.
A strategic priority amid legislative push the timing of the ABA's focus on stablecoin yields is critical.
Lawmakers in Washington are actively working on frameworks to govern the cryptocurrency market, with stablecoin regulation often cited as a more achievable bipartisan starting point.
By making the yield issue its foremost concern, the ABA is positioning itself to heavily influence the fine print of any upcoming legislation.
The lobby's goal is to embed provisions that would effectively prohibit or severely restrict the ability of crypto companies to offer yields on stablecoins, ensuring that this function remains firmly within the traditional banking system.
This strategy is part of a larger effort to define the boundaries of what stablecoins can and cannot do before the market matures further.
The ABA's influence in Washington is significant, given its ability to mobilize resources, lobby lawmakers, and shape regulatory agendas.
By framing the stablecoin yield debate as a matter of consumer protection and financial stability, the ABA is likely to gain support from lawmakers who prioritize systemic risk mitigation.
However, the crypto industry and its supporters argue that such restrictions would stifle innovation and limit consumer choice, ultimately harming the financial ecosystem.
Implications for the crypto industry and consumers: if the ABA's efforts succeed in restricting stablecoin yields, the impact on the crypto ecosystem could be substantial.
Limit consumer choice. Reduce the avenues for everyday people to earn returns on their digital dollar holdings outside of banks.
This could disproportionately affect individuals who prefer the flexibility and accessibility of crypto platforms, particularly those in underserved or unbanked communities.
Stifle DeFi innovation, cripple a core value proposition and revenue model for many decentralized lending and borrowing protocols.
DeFi platforms rely on yield generation to incentivize user participation and maintain liquidity. A prohibition on yields would likely lead to reduced activity on these platforms, slowing the growth of decentralized finance.
Reinforce bank dominance. Cement the role of traditional financial institutions as the primary providers of interest-bearing dollar products.
This would entrench banks' control over the financial system, potentially limiting the development of alternative financial services and reducing competition.
Proponents of crypto innovation counter that competition drives better products and higher yields for consumers.
They argue that with proper, clear regulation, not outright prohibition, stablecoin yields can be offered safely, providing a modern alternative to traditional finance.
By allowing non-bank entities to participate in the yield market under strict oversight, the industry could foster innovation while mitigating risks.
The broader battle for financial control, the ABA's push against stablecoin yields, is part of a larger battle for control over the financial system.
Traditional banks have long sought to maintain their dominance in areas such as lending, savings, and payment processing.
The rise of crypto platforms and DeFi has disrupted this status quo, offering consumers greater autonomy and potentially higher returns.
By restricting stablecoin yields, the ABA aims to preserve its members, market share, and prevent the erosion of their influence.
However, the crypto industry and its supporters view this as an overreach.
They argue that the ABA's position reflects a narrow, self-serving agenda rather than a genuine commitment to consumer protection.
Critics contend that the ABA is using the issue of stablecoin yields as a pretext to stifle competition and maintain the dominance of traditional financial institutions.
This tension highlights the broader conflict between innovation and regulation in the financial sector.
The road ahead as the debate moves to Capitol Hill, the clash between the established banking lobby and the burgeoning crypto industry over this issue, will be a key storyline to watch.
The outcome of this battle will determine not only the future of stablecoins, but also the shape of financial competition in the digital age.
If the ABA succeeds in its efforts, the crypto industry may face significant regulatory hurdles, potentially slowing the growth of decentralized finance and limiting consumer access to alternative financial services.
Conversely, if lawmakers adopt a more balanced approach, allowing stablecoin yields under clear regulations, the crypto industry could continue to innovate while addressing concerns about risk and transparency.
The broader implications of this conflict extend beyond stablecoins.
The regulatory framework for digital assets will shape the future of financial services, influencing everything from payment systems to lending and investment.
As the market matures, the balance between innovation and regulation will be critical in determining whether the financial system remains centralized or evolves into a more diverse, competitive landscape.
The ABA's push against stablecoin yields is a pivotal moment in this ongoing struggle, with far-reaching consequences for consumers, businesses, and the financial industry as a whole.
Critical takeaways 1. Regulatory conflict. The ABA's fight against stablecoin yields underscores the growing tension between traditional banks and the crypto industry over the future of financial services.
This conflict is likely to shape the regulatory landscape for digital assets in the coming years.
2. Consumer impact. A ban on stablecoin yields could limit consumer choice, stifle innovation in DeFi, and reinforce the dominance of traditional banks.
However, supporters of regulation argue that such measures are necessary to protect consumers from risks associated with unregulated platforms.
3. Innovation versus control. The debate over stablecoin yields reflects a broader struggle between innovation and control in the financial sector.
While the ABA seeks to preserve its influence, the crypto industry's push for openness and competition will ultimately define the next chapter in financial evolution.